Hello, everyone, and welcome into the Newsmakers Podcast. This is Nick Castora, Products and Education Editor of the News. Today, we're sitting down with Steve Wynn, Senior Director of Marketing at Building IQ. Steve's going to discuss the importance of advanced data analysis, the prevalence of the Internet of Things commercially, and more. Let's get to it. So, Steve, can you give us some background on your role at Building IQ?
Sure. My role at Building IQ is I head up marketing. The company is really transitioning to be a U.S. headquartered company rather than an Australian headquartered company. And so we've built a new management team here in the States. And my role is the transition that we go through in terms of introducing our new platform, our new markets, new technologies, new products. So I handle marketing on a worldwide basis. My history is actually from the IoT sector.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of experience in the smart home, streetlight, industrial control arenas, as well as B2B to C energy efficiency and engagement. So it's a good mix to look at marketing from a BIQ perspective for our target markets.
And IoT is something we'll be getting into quite a bit on this podcast. And talking about stuff that's recently been launched at Building IQ, one of those things is the 5i platform-enabled services. Can you detail a little bit what those are for our audience?
Sure. The services reside on top of our 5i platform. And if you will, each service draws from the strength of the platform, and they can be implemented at a client site either collectively or in selected groups. But from a functional basis, we split our service offerings into three major areas: building operations, measurement and forecast, and predictive control. And so predictive control is really what we're known for, and that's the process of modeling a building, ingesting a tremendous amount of data, creating predictive analytics about the behavior of that data, that building on an hour-by-hour basis, and then actually implementing the control strategies within the BMS to drive efficiency. And that more or less encompasses the full capabilities of the platform. But within our service offerings, we break out various things for building operations, such as ticketing or call center-based comfort, hot and cold handling, retro-commissioning, et cetera. And on the forecast measurement side, we have Energy Worksite, a predictive energy analytics reporting service, as well as something that we call automated MNV.
Continuing on with analytics and just with building owners, is advanced data analysis something building owners are seeking out?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it is. We recently did a survey within one of our webinars, and about 80% of the participants who were all on the director level facility side, we're asking for more data. The building owners that we've talked to, because we primarily sell to owner operators, all want more data. The nuance, however, is it's not just data. They're actually after insights. And what makes it interesting from our perspective is that we have a network operations center filled with building folks, building engineers, EMS maintenance folks, service folks, and they really understand buildings. And when you look at data by itself, there's a human element that has to come into play as to what's really causing the anomalies in the data. That's the kind of thing that building owners are really looking for, the insights driven by data as opposed to just a hunch. When you combine a hunch with data-driven insights, you really have actionable elements that you can then go out and into the field, into the system, and make corrective actions. And that's what they really value. So again, not just data, but data with insights.
Yeah, and talking about value, within commercial spaces, how prevalent and how valuable is the Internet of Things becoming, specifically in relation to HVAC?
We see it more and more, certainly a proliferation of sensors, particularly wireless sensors.
Mm-hmm.
The trick with IoT-type applications is they tend to rely very, very heavily on data ingestion and analysis, which is driven by those sensors and the smart system within a building. We think that that's, if not fundamentally flawed, at least insufficient for most purposes. And that's because buildings are somewhat unique. And buildings also have a human factor in the sense, in the form of the facility team place. And so when you talk to particularly owner-operators, for instance, schools, government agencies, hospitals, those teams have been in place sometimes for many years. They may have literally 100 man-years of experience in those teams. And to forego that expertise is really a disservice not only to the building owner, but to the team itself, and of course, ultimately, the tenants. And so from our perspective, a proper way to do building IT really encompasses that human. element, but also encompasses other elements beyond just the sensing and just the smart building. It encompasses things like measurement and forecasting, external elements such as the weather, of course, control, because you want to do not only create, ingest the data, model the data, predict what's going to happen, predict it in real time, and then control it in real time, measure it in real time, and then go back and remodel and do it again and again. That's what we do. And I think that is a terrific, the building IoT application. And then, of course, if you layer on top of that human insight, what does that all tell you at the end of the day? That's another thing that's built into our platform, is layer of human expertise with overseeing all of this and saying, aha, there's something going on in here that the data is not giving, that's not really telling us, but this is what our experience tells us is what's happening. Mm-hmm. And then we work with the on-site team, and we really kind of enhance their capabilities.
Continuing on with human expertise and just building IQ's expert team of operators offers 24/7 access. They're always available. Is that something that building owners and operators truly take advantage of, having that type of 24/7 access?
Yes, it is. It's actually a valuable service. It's something that we initially ourselves didn't quite understand how valuable it would be, because our history was to offer this service called PEO, Predictive Energy Optimization. It's a terrific service, but one of the elements of that service is this 24/7 oversight, where we are effectively looking over your shoulder for the operations of the building, looking at those energy traces and analyzing energy constantly and trying to figure out what it's telling us. And over time, what we found is our customers found that element of the service extremely valuable. It's because they are not sitting there looking at data and analyzing data 24/7. It's just, that's not their job, nor is it their core competency. And so what we were finding is they found it very valuable to get emails or phone calls from a group of experts that say, hey, something happened at 11 o'clock last night. This is what it looks like to us. This is what the data shows. This is how the BMS reacted. And we think this is what's going on. And they, more often than not, would never have known about that if not for our 24/7 service.
Right.
So it's an extremely valuable thing to have for them. Really augments their capabilities. It allows them to detect anomalies, not quite as they happen, but close enough to as they happen so they can do something about it and not have to suffer the penalty of a while running for months without realizing that something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We identify, hopefully, within the day, if not the day, at least within a month, and they're off and running with actionable insights.
Steve, another thing, Building IQ recently announced the acquisition of Fort Technology, comprised of the OptiCool and ComfortSense subsystems. That's a lot of big words for that's going on there, but can you detail for our audience what that acquisition adds to Building IQ?
Sure. Fort Technologies are from CSIRO, which is the Australian National Lab. We now have purchased the property licensing outright. OptiCool is something that we've built into our existing platform all along, and we continue to evolve that, and that's why we have something called predictive energy optimization. Mm-hmm. ComfortSense is an ability to bring in the human factor in terms of us using feedback about comfort to drive system behavior. And what that means to us is we've talked a lot about the human factor in terms of analytics and insights. Considering now the flip side of that, which is the kind of human factor in terms of the performance of the HVAC system on the human itself, on people themselves. You know, I'm comfortable, I'm hot, it feels stuffy inside. How often I feel stuffy? When do I feel stuffy? When is it hot? When is it cold? And that's independent of what the system is telling us. So on the one hand, the data says everything's working perfectly. On the other hand, this highly intelligent, highly dynamic sensor, which is a person, saying, no, it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
And so the ability to gather that information and ingest it almost as if it was a highly advanced sensor network is something that we're moving towards with the acquisition of the ComfortSense technology. The other component in there is tenants are often somewhat at a distance from the BMS system. It's just something that happens. And in our view, incorporating kind of a more interaction with the tenant is very important. It will drive not only the behavior of the BMS, but also in very many ways, the value of the property itself. Here in San Jose, California, for instance, when companies of friends and family that I know, when they move, one of the first things they do is they start asking other tenants about the building.
Mm-hmm.
How's it run? Is it comfortable? Do people get along? Is it a good work environment? All those kinds of things. So that's can't be underestimated in a competitive lease environment, competitive markets when it comes to commercial properties. So all of this is going to be enabled by the acquisition of Comfort Sense. And we continue, of course, to extend our capabilities on top of the optical technology as well.
Well, Steve, if people want to learn more about 5i platform-enabled services, these acquisitions, or anything else that we talked about on the podcast today, where can they turn?
The best way to do this is to just go to our website at www.buildingiq.com and simply request a demo. At that point, we'd be happy to do a one-on-one demo and show you how the system works, what the dashboard shows, and how we do analysis, and also walk you through the types of insights that we provide on a daily basis and a monthly summary report. So that's probably the simplest way to start. And then, of course, we can take it from there with just a few minutes of interaction on the website and then on to a demo.
All right, Steve, thanks so much for the time and for stopping by the Newsmakers Podcast.
Thanks very much, Nick.
We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Steve, learned a bit more about the importance of advanced data analysis, the prevalence of the IoT commercially, and more. Thanks for listening, and we encourage you to join us for the remainder of our Newsmaker series at achrnews.com or for free on iTunes. For more information, visit www.achrnews.com.